Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Baby Blair and me are here. So again, if you hear any sort of baby grunts in the background, that's what's happening because we had baby Blair make her grand entrance and be part of our wonderful life nearly for a month now, which is insane. And probably by the time that I release this episode, it's going to be a month. So that's just wild. But today we are here for the 2023 wrap-up episode. Now, I'm not going to extract all of the lessons and share with you all of the things that I learned in 2023. Honestly, because I haven't had the chance to fully reflect, and it is something that I'm going to be sharing inside of my New Year's program, Dream Year. So if you really want to know how I extract lessons and how I take them and build on top of them, then I highly suggest that you join the Dream Year program. The link is in the description below. But I am going to point out some really big things here that happened, that I learned, that became so crystal clear for me in 2023 that I believe could help you all. And if you take them with you into 2024, there is also a good chance you're going to have a really massive revolutionary year, or maybe you're just going to have a couple of breakthroughs right here during the podcast episode. So let's dive in. So I don't know about you, but for me, 2023 unfolded completely differently than I expected. Like literally, I had no freaking idea that this was going to happen, that this is how the year is going to unfold, that I'm going to be sitting here right now and looking like it just doesn't even make sense. It's so crazy. It's so insane. However, what blows my mind even more is that as I was sitting there this year at the beginning of 2023 and really kind of setting the goals and putting the things that were really, really important to me either on my vision board or in kind of like a goal list, as I sit here and I look back, I realize that they all came together. They all manifested. I achieved them. It's just, it happened differently than I expected, more so than ever before. So, first of all, I had no freaking idea that I would come to the decision to burn down my business coaching business. I had no idea, you guys. I had absolutely no idea that that's where I was heading because I loved it. There are a lot of things that I really, really loved, but also I always felt this, not always, in the last, I would say, few months, before the beginning of 2023, I just felt like there was something more. There was something more I wanted to do. There was something more impactful. And not that business coaching isn't impactful, like it's wonderful to help people build their businesses, but something more for me, something more impactful as far as life goes than quote unquote just helping people make more money. Because even though money is incredibly important and we need it to live and, you know, to buy things and buy experiences and all of that stuff, it's actually not money that we need in order for us to live our dream life. Because you can have all of the freaking money and still feel completely lifeless, purposeless, empty, sad, fearful. Like the money itself doesn't change anything. So I wanted to do something that's going to help people fill their own cup and put themselves first and really become the version of themselves that they're so freaking proud to be. And I had no idea that burning desire was going to come through me completely burning down my business, taking a 4-month sabbatical, and then starting a completely new venture. I had also absolutely no idea that just a few days after, you know, announcing I'm gonna burn down my business, that I would find out that I was pregnant. And honestly, not being able to tell people, and I chose to not tell people that I was pregnant because I wanted to surprise my parents who were coming for the first time ever to the US, and I wanted to tell them in person. So that's why I kept it a secret, not for any other reason whatsoever. It was just so hard. And it was also hard in the sense of I had so many plans of what I was going to do during my sabbatical once I finally decided that's what I'm doing. And I had no motivation to do anything. I had no willpower to do anything. I literally, those 4 months, I essentially just wanted to sleep, eat burritos, watch Netflix. I didn't want to think about anything. I definitely didn't want to be starting a whole new venture. Like, I just had no energy for anything at all whatsoever. And I think I talked about this a little bit more in one of my past episodes, so you can definitely go back and check it out. I'm pretty sure I shared some like lessons from sabbatical or something like that. And then the next thing I really didn't expect is actually for baby Blair to come in November. I was so sure she was gonna come in December, and I planned everything in my new era and my new business to be done by like December 1st, December 2nd, and she came on November 26th. So again, I was like, oh my gosh, like, universe, what the heck, what's going on? Like, nothing is going according to plan. And so what I want to say is that just because things don't go according to plan that you created, the vision that you had, doesn't mean that they're not happening and moving in the right direction. And I think a lot of times we can resist that if things aren't happening on the timeline that we had in our mind or how we expected to unfold, that means that like things aren't moving in the direction of us getting the life and the dreams that we wanted. And that's just simply not true. I always see it and chose to see it, because it didn't come easy to me, as like, okay, the universe is clearly giving me an invitation to do something differently than what I had planned, because maybe I just wanted to create the new reality from the version of me that I was before, and that just wouldn't work. So it requires me to become a new version of me, and this is the invitation to become that new version of me. And so in both of these examples of me announcing that I am burning down my business, finding out that I'm pregnant, not being motivated at all, not wanting to even come back on social media, and like fully giving into that desire, and then also with baby Blair coming earlier, and again not having any energy or motivation to really be working, it was an invitation for me to step into more vulnerability and into sharing more transparently than ever before how is my life unfolding and how am I navigating it, right? Because I mean, if you're following me on social media, especially on Instagram, because that's honestly the only place that I really hang out and share things, at XOKDecker, then you have seen it. I have shared more things than ever. Not only have I shared a lot of personal things, but I've shared a lot of like what's going on through my head. Where am I at? How am I thinking about it? How am I navigating it? So I'm like giving you essentially very vulnerable look into my brain and into my soul, which is still slightly uncomfortable sometimes, because it's like, ooh, like, oh my gosh, what if they're gonna think this or what if they're gonna think that? But also I know that this is literally what I've been invited to do, challenged to do. Like, this is the version of me that I need to be in order for me to get what I want, but in order for me to help you guys get what you want. And I want you to get the real picture, because I think it's really still pretty common to see mentors and coaches as this like picture perfect people, that they get everything perfectly, that they don't have scary thoughts, stupid thoughts, that they don't have any fears or limitations, or they don't ever struggle, right? And like people a lot of times only share after the fact. And there are things that I am definitely sharing from the other side as well, but I am sharing a lot of things as I am in it, because I want you to see that it's easy, let me say it this way, it's easy to see a story of someone who struggled and now figured it out and they're doing well. It's easy to see, like, of course they trusted. Of course they believed in themselves because they're already on the other side. So it just makes sense. But what I want you to see from me is that I have that same faith and trust in myself, in my goals, in my desires to come true, even when I am in it, even when I am going through that struggle, that issue, even when I'm navigating all kinds of shitty thoughts, even when I'm navigating fears and doubts and all of that stuff. I want you to see me in it and then also see me on the other side. So that when you are in it next time, you'll be like, well, Kate trusted, Kate believed in herself, so maybe I can believe in myself too. Maybe I can hold the faith just a little bit longer here. Maybe I can, you know, really choose to trust in myself because I have seen the example of someone in it, not only on the other side of it. And I have this feeling that there is going to be more where that came from my side, as I am obviously, as I've entered motherhood and I'm going to be navigating a lot of things. But whether you are a mom or you want to be a mom or you're going to be a mom or not at all, it doesn't actually matter. It's just for me, the wisdom is coming out very clearly and very loudly through motherhood. But the principles and the thoughts and the mindset that I share is literally applies to anyone. It doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. Like, the principles are the same. The mindset shifts are the same. The fears and the doubts are the same. And honestly, at the beginning of 2023, I ran a half marathon. And as I was going through the training and then through the half marathon, like, it literally was a mini, like, mental preview of what the entire year was going to be. Like, the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions were the same as navigating everything else that unfolded that year, which is wild. But how we do one thing is how we do a lot of things, most things actually. Maybe not all of them, but most things. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. So what I hope you take out of this is that, first of all, you will see me sharing things as I am in it on my social media. And that's going to hopefully help you to hold more faith in yourself. But that also, just because things aren't unfolding exactly the way that you expected, doesn't mean that you're not on your way to whatever you desire, to whatever you want. It just might require a different version of you. And just because it's unfolding differently, it does not mean that it's not going to happen. It's just the past version of you, or the version of you that you've been thus far, does not coexist in the new reality that you want to create. So it's actually a good thing. The second thing that was really huge for me this year was really tapping unapologetically into what is it that I want? What is it that I truly want? Not what I think that I should want, not what would look good, not what other people want, not what Instagram tells me that I want, but like really tapping into who am I and what do I really care about? What are my values? What makes me genuinely happy and not just looks good on social media? Because it's so easy to, you know, fall into that trap of really just kind of living how we think that we should, right? Even that's why, like, I think a lot of times people create visions for what they want in the next year or in the next decade, and they create these vision boards, and really it's just like a bunch of cool images that they found on Instagram or Pinterest, but they don't have an emotional connection to it. Like, their heart isn't fully in it. It's just that's what would look cool, that's what they think that they should want. And I have slid to that myself before, and it's something that I have become so good at in 2023, mostly because I literally had no energy to waste. I had no willpower, I had no motivation, I had no energy. So I really had to be tapping into what would genuinely make me feel happier, what would genuinely make me feel better right now. Like, what is it that I truly want? Like, I was so focused on the feelings and the emotions rather than how things looked like or what I thought that would be, you know, the right thing to do in the sense of like, this is what would look cool. And in a way, this approach is a little bit harder because then a lot of those things that you want are non-tangible. And that's why I realized that majority of my goals really were non-tangible. They were not like something that you can check off of a checklist, like, oh, I want to have a 10K month or whatever. But they were more focused on who did I want to be? What is the type of relationship I want to have? What is the type of business that I want to have? How do I want to feel on a daily basis? And like, aligning, like putting those pieces together to actually create the life that I really wanted. So let's say instead of having a goal of like, I want to be making 10K months in my new business, the goal really was and is I want to wake up so freaking lit up and excited about the work that I do. I want to be so excited to chat with my clients. I want to be so excited to create content. I want to be like so full of ideas that I literally cannot stop myself. Like I want to be more excited than kids on Christmas morning under the Christmas tree when I think of my work, when I think of what is it that I do. Something that like, even if no one paid me for it, I would be so excited to do it, literally. And that's how I created the new business. That's how I created this new era. Nothing I do is something I dread, okay? And there are some things that, my gosh, my email provider, it's driving me bonkers. I'm gonna definitely change it in the new year's. I send only like 2 emails, so it wasn't a big deal. But those are like, there's like very small things that I do that I'm like, this is not 100% the most exciting thing. But like what's exciting is what's in the email. And I'm excited about that, right? Or what do I put on social media? Like I'm genuinely excited to create content and film content and take pictures and all that stuff because it's coming from a completely different place than I just want to hit 10K months and I have no connection to 10K months. This is making sense. So I just really became unapologetic about that. And I will say it's harder than it looks. It's harder to be completely honest with yourself because there are a lot of things that came up for me. So there was a lot of shame and a lot of like fear of judgment of like, oh, well, if I only want this, then am I failing, right? And other people, oh, what if other people, like those people who really don't care about me, are gonna think that I am like giving up and stuff like that. So just a bunch of mental crap comes up with that. And it's also a little bit harder because we've been conditioned to want the things that are the perfect Pinterest images, right? We've been conditioned that that's how life should look like if you want to look like you are killing it. And one sentence that one of my friends back from Czech told me once really stood out to me. And she said something along those lines of like, man, your life is so cool. You're like traveling, going places and like really living it. And here I am just being a mom. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is wild that she would think that. Because for her, she is literally living the life that she loves. She loves being a mom. She loves building their new house. She loves all of those things that she is doing. She's enjoying them. That's the life that she wants. She is terrified of flying. She has no desire to fly anywhere. So how would she feel? How could she even say something like that? It's because we've been conditioned that if you are a stay-at-home mom, that that's not enough. If you only want to have 5 clients that you help, that that's not enough. That that's not a big vision for your life enough. That if you want to spend your weekends at home in pajamas with your partner, that's not enough, right? And the thing is, the vision and versions of what we want, they change based on the era, based on the time of our lives that we are in, right? So there was a time when working Saturdays and doing things on Sundays, as far as like my business goes, that would be something that lit me up and was exciting. And it was my like top value and top priority to grow my business. And now I don't have that. Right now, I want to spend as much time as possible doing other things as well. Like, I love my business, and seriously, I'm so freaking excited, you guys. I mean, I've been talking here for 20 minutes and I didn't even realize, but equally, I want to spend the time hanging out with my husband, now hanging out with Blair, taking care of her, right? That's what I want to do. I want to spend a lot of time doing that and filling that part of my cup, and also doing my part as far as my work and my purpose goes. So tapping into what is it that you really want, what is it that really makes you happy, is something super important. And there's a process that I use for this, and that's something that I'm going to be also sharing inside of the Dream Year program, because it was so pivotal for me. So what we're going to do there is that we're going to really like let go of any sort of barriers and projections and anything that might be in the way that's fogging up what is it that you really, 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 really want? Because that's the only way that you will be able to create your dream life. If you're creating your dream life based off of what you think you want, or based off what like you think would be cool, you might not be even aware of it, by the way. I wasn't aware of it for a really long time. Then you're just, even when you achieve it, you're just going to not feel that sense of accomplishment. And the chances are that you might not be even able to achieve that because it's missing that real fuel. Because when you're pursuing the love life that you love, that you're excited about, like even when you're not motivated, even when you have zero willpower, like you're going to keep moving in that direction. That's what this year confirmed to me. And it's going to come at the perfect time, because I told you guys, like, when I was going through that 4-month sabbatical, I had no energy. I was tired, and I was very much just kind of like going through the whole being pregnant, adjusting to being pregnant thing. And then one day I literally woke up, got the entire marketing plan for my new business in place, started creating content. From all of a sudden, I had like 20 pieces of reels and posts and things like that in my phone, and it happened so freaking quickly, and it was so exciting, and it was so fun, and it was so easeful that it blew my mind. So when we give ourselves what we want, what we need in the moment, and we honor the desires that we have and the values that we have in different seasons that we have, then it's all going to happen so much faster than you think. So that's really the second thing that really came up for me in 2023. And the third thing that came up for me, really, that I want to share with you guys from 2023, is something that I knew all along, but the biggest confirmation I got was actually during delivery, during a labor with Blair, and that's that it's all a mind game. Our mind, like, where's our mind? Where's our determination? Where's our subconscious programming defines what's going to happen? And I am actually planning on recording an episode where I share like some lessons that I learned from childbirth that like really blew my mind. And I shared some of them in my stories when I shared the birth story. So you might have seen it on Facebook or on Instagram. Also, if you hear little cutesy sounds right now, Blair is reading her black and white, high contrast images and is hiccuping to it. So that's what's happening right next to me. But anyway, so it's all a mind game. And it came to me and it became so crystal clear in the pushing part of the delivery, because my mind was not 100% in it. I was not 100% subconsciously decided that it was going to happen, if you will. And I don't want to go too much into the birth story here, but let's just say it blew my mind how much our mindset and our programming really does. And it has nothing to do with our conscious desire. And this is why I feel like a lot of people become so disappointed and disheartened, and they think that there is something wrong with them, especially coming at the end of the year. You might be looking back and be like, oh my gosh, like, how is it that I completely forgot to read those 20 books? How is it that I didn't lose those 15 pounds? How is it that I didn't actually travel anywhere I wanted to? How is it that I didn't build the business that I wanted to? How is it I'm not making the money that I wanted to? Like, how is that even possible? How is it that I created this budget and I wasn't able to stick with it? Like, all of the goals and dreams that we have, if you haven't been able to achieve them, I promise you, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. It's not that it's not destined for you. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not the exception. You're not the only one that that's not going to work for. It's just your conscious desire has nothing to do with your subconscious, programming. And when we are not able to achieve the things that we want and that we know that we want, there is a conflict between the conscious and the subconscious. And I've talked about the subconscious mind here so much because through 2023, if there is something that became clear, is that our conscious desires have nothing to do with how we are actually programmed. And that's why I am bringing it forth in 2024 so much more. That's why it's actually a huge, huge, huge part of the Dream Year program. Like, we're going to be looking at where do you have conflicts? Where do you have some, like, your subconscious mind telling you something different than your conscious desires are telling you? Your conscious mind is what you want and what you're aware of. Your subconscious mind is what has been programmed into you. That you deserve, you don't deserve, that you're meant for, that you're not meant for. And the thing is that what's downloaded in your subconscious mind, one, is not always true. You can have a setting in your brain that you are not worthy of love, that you are not worthy of money, that you're not worthy of living your dream life. And you may not even realize it because you so want those things, but they're not happening for one reason or another. And some may tell you that you are lazy or that you're not motivated enough or that you don't have a good enough plan. But 99% of the time is that there is that conflict of your conscious desire, what do you want, and the subconscious programming, what you're literally programmed to have. So as I said, conscious programming is not true. It's something that happens between the age of 0 to 7. So this is something that I'm going to be very, very conscious of, having my little nugget next to me. But obviously, as parents, we can only do so much. There's also outside influences that are going to come into play. And that's going to be up to her to work through it and work with it as she grows up. Or it also happens, our programming, subconscious programming, happens through big, significant emotional events and or through repetition. So lessons from 2023 that I believe are going to be super helpful to you guys to keep in mind as you are walking into 2024 so that you set yourself up in a new way that is actually going to be productive, that's actually going to be helpful, that's actually going to support you in achieving everything and anything that you want. Now, if you're excited for 2024 as much as I am, and you're ready to have this year to blow your freaking mind, to maybe do things slightly differently, or maybe you're on a really good streak and you just want to keep that momentum going into 2024, then I invite you to join my New Year's program, Dream Year. It's honestly, it's going to be so good. If you were part of the previous Dream Year, imagine that and on steroids. Like, seriously, I cannot wait to host this program. We have so many women already in. And this is designed to help you set yourself up in a way that is going to be sustainable no matter what's going on in your life, because life is unpredictable. And as much as we come into the new years every time with high hopes, high motivation, excited and determined, we never know what the year has in the store for us, but that does not have to mean that we, you know, forget about our dreams, that we self-sabotage and we stop, that we don't achieve what we want, even if the path looks differently. If 2023 was a proof of something, for me, it was a proof of that. However, it's so easy to get distracted by all of that. It's so easy to self-sabotage. It's so easy to get lost. And that's why this program is really structured on different principles, on the inside-out approach that ensures that you are going to stay on track, that you are going to hit those goals, that you are going to manifest that vision board dream life, no matter what. No matter how motivated you are, no matter how the life circumstances are unfolding, no matter how high vibe you feel or you don't feel, or if you have tons of energy and inspiration or if you don't. We're going to start in January, on January 11th. It's a 5-day program, but what I'm so excited about is that you are going to actually have 10 days in a group chat with me. So you get a personalized coaching. I will personally help you out with setting yourself up for success, with setting up those goals, with creating that vision, with dismantling any beliefs or any conflicts in your subconscious mind that might be blocking you or stopping you from achieving what you want. So if this is something that sparks your interest, something that you know that you need to, I highly suggest that you join us. Honestly, it's so much better to do it in a group of women that are on the same page, on the same vibe, that are going to support you and cheer you on with the big goals and big dreams that you have, that you are meant for, than just doing it alone. I can't wait to take myself through this process with you guys. So if you want to join us, the link is in the description below. The price currently is $111, so it's complete, you know, no-brainer. And I will see you in there. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at @xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.